Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 30th of January 2018, and this is the 740th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's a very different morning this morning. This time yesterday, it was 28 degrees. And now it's 12, so it is a really, really big drop. And tonight it's going to be 8 degrees, and there's snow forecast for the top of our local mountain, Kunanyi. So it's quite an extreme change, but lovely. And so I'm at the beginning of the reserve on Loch Lofty, and it rained a little overnight, so all the smells, all the eucalypt leaves have set off an aroma, and eucalypt is always so cleansing. It's a lovely, lovely scent, and of course damp earth as well. There wasn't that much rain. The roads are clear. But yes, the earth is at least damp on top. And I feel like a new person. I slept so well last night when it cooled down. And I think with the coming full moon, I was also having very involved but not unpleasant dreams. I'm a bit later than I intended to be. I thought I would come up for an early walk this morning, but I was in such a deep sleep. And I'm glad I continued to sleep, so I just make the most of it now. Hello again, I'm home and it's later in the afternoon. Well, not later in the afternoon, of course, it's later in the day, is what I meant to say. I spent about 2 hours on Loch Lofty and did all my Qigong on the newly discovered ledge that I found a couple of weeks ago, or maybe it was only last week. Because it was so much cooler today and overcast, I felt it wasn't too exposed, even though it was a bit later than I would normally go up. And then I went for a little trek round and came back home. I'm feeling surprisingly exhausted today. Perhaps it's not surprising. I think it's quite a challenge to the body when the temperature changes to the extreme that it has just now, overnight really. And tomorrow our maximum is going to be 15 after a maximum of 35 a couple of days ago. And all I want to do is sleep. I think it just pressed some button that said emergency hibernate or something like that. Anyway, I've just spent an hour and a half at the cafe with notebooks and bits of printed out novel, and I've just been staring at them basically. I feel completely stuck. And I think I'm just too tired to think my way through what I need to do next, and I'm at a bit of a tricky stage again, so I haven't got the clarity of mind to do that, which is a pity. What I wanted to do was prepare what I was going to do tonight for the cave. So that starts at 6. I think what I'm going to do is have a sleep and then a quick tidy up. But I think really I must sleep or I won't be able to do anything tonight. And I've got a meeting with my other writing group immediately after the cave. So I need all my faculties alert for tonight. So this is going to be quite a short podcast, and I've not only been to the cafe, but I have come home with a coffee and a Freon. So I'm going to sit here quietly and eat that and listen to a program called A Little Shop of Colours. It's a documentary and it's on the radio. I'll send a link. It's about a paint shop basically and interviews with the people who come in to buy paints. This is artists' paints rather than house paints. And that should relax me. I might just sleep, but I'll see how I go. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you are having a good day today, that you aren't too tired to be able to feel clarity around whatever project you're doing. But if you are, that you are able to rest and recoup a bit and work out what the tiniest slice of it is. I haven't been able to work out that for mine yet. So I hope you have better luck with it. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.